The Supreme Court ruled today that local governments can seize a person's home or business in order to make way for private economic development. The 5-4 decision was a defeat for 7 Connecticut property owners whose homes are slated to be torn down. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins me now. Nina, can you refresh us, please, on the details of this case?
Well, Renee, the Constitution gives the government the power to take private property for public use as long as just compensation is paid. The question in this case, which comes from New London, Connecticut, is what qualifies as public use. In the late 1990s, New London saw a once-in-a-lifetime chance at revitalization when the Navy closed its facilities along the harbor and gave 32 acres of land to the city. At the same time, Pfizer decided to build a $300 million research facility next door, and the state said it would contribute $70 million to lay the groundwork for private redevelopment of the area, filling in the floodplain, cleaning up hazardous waste spills and the asbestos-ridden land areas, and opening up the riverfront to the public for the first time. But the plan ran into trouble when 7 of the 90-plus property owners refused to sell. The holdouts owned tiny parcels of land, typically a tenth of an acre, with houses that were both owner-occupied and rented out. And many of these people, their families had owned these houses for generations, and they just didn't want to move, even if they were given a considerable amount of money. And they went to the Supreme Court and said, if you can force us to sell, with this land eventually going to be used for other private purposes, redevelopment purposes, then you can seize any church, any office building, any home in the country. Well, today the Supreme Court said that a public purpose, as defined in the Constitution, is a broad thing and can include a situation like this.
And what else was the basis of the court's ruling?
Well, Justice John Paul Stevens, writing for the court majority, said that he didn't minimize the hardship that some of this may entail, even though many of these people will, in fact, all of these people will get fair market value. But he said, we emphasize that nothing in our opinion precludes any state from placing any further restrictions on its exercise of the takings power in the Constitution. In other words, a state can prohibit this, but the federal Constitution does not prohibit this. And Justice Kennedy, writing in a concurring opinion, said, this taking occurred in the context of a comprehensive development plan meant to address a serious citywide depression, and the projected economic benefits of the project cannot be characterized as de minimis. He went on to say the identity of most of the private beneficiaries were unknown at the time the city formulated its plans. The city complied with elaborate procedural requirements that facilitate review and inquiry into the city's purposes and motives. In sum, while there may be categories of cases in which such transfers are suspicious, this isn't one of those cases. There were 4 dissenters, led by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who said today the court abandons a long-held basic limitation on government power under the banner of economic private development. All property is now vulnerable to being taken and transferred to another private owner so long as it might be upgraded.
Nina, thanks very much. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. This is NPR News.